Thank you very much. Okay, so here we are. I want to start with Colossians chapter 3. And I was trying to remember what version was it was in. I thought it was King James, where it said 3:15 said, "Let peace be your empire." And that's the word God spoke to me. Let peace be your empire. And I said, okay, well, I can relate to that. But I wanted to know what an empire's job actually is. And I want to look up from a sports reference. And let me tell you what I got. Okay. See, now my note is missing. All right, I'll just explain it. So, empire is kind of like a judge. He says you're safe, you're out. He enforces the rules of the game. He keeps the game going by making sure everybody stays in line with what the actual rules and ordinance of the game are. So when I saw the scripture, "Let peace be your empire," I went, okay, so I'm trying to do and be everything I'm called to be in the Lord. I heard Nelly saying, God is dealing with her about humility, et cetera, some things that God is dealing with. I may be saying what she said wrong, but I know she said God's been showing her about not to be entitled. That's a very, very interesting step in God, because God is such a wonderful provider. If you're not careful, you could begin to believe that God owes you stuff and he doesn't owe you anything but the pit. But by his grace, we are saved and everything he does for us. And I see people when they're so-called mad at God, well, where was God when blah blah blah? And where was God when blah blah blah? And I'm like, I understand your frustration, but at the same time, are you really assuming that your life and your walk is so perfect and right compared to God that you can actually question his intention? It's pretty bold, but we won't go there today. That's not the point of the message. The point of the message is, I saw it, he said, "Let peace be my empire." And I was really awakened by that, because I realized that peace for me is not an empire. Peace is kind of an option and sometimes the welcome friend and sometimes a very present annoyance to what I'm feeling at the moment. Y'all can smirk at me, because I'm telling the truth. Sometimes you just don't want to be at peace. I want to be ticked right now. This person has done something to me I'm not feeling good about. I didn't like what was said, and I am not going to let peace empire my situation. But if peace is the rule keeper and the governing factor of how the game is played, then I had to really stop and give some thought to it. I had a really disturbing dream that somebody did something that crossed me. And I picked up what looked like one of them big old wooden closet poles and commenced to beating the crap out of them. And I mean, inflicting serious harm. And I woke up and my heart was racing and like I was trembling. And I was like, okay, God, what's in me? I don't want to read too much into dreams, but what's in me that felt okay in the dream, right? That felt okay. I felt vindicated by my action. Wow. And I begin to question what level of peace I was walking in. And that's when God began to speak to me about letting peace be an empire. So if you could turn to Colossians 3 with me. And I'm reading starting at verse 15 for here to begin with. And it reads like this from the Amplified Classic. And let peace, soul harmony, which comes from Christ's rule, act as an empire continually in your hearts. Watch this. Deciding and settling with finality all questions that arise in your mind. I love the Amplified Classic. In that peaceful state to which, as members of Christ, one body, were called to live and be thankful, appreciative, giving praise to God always. So, let me read this one more time, just the first part of this. I want you to make sure you're hearing this, because this is one of them sober messages. Let peace, this is soul harmony, which comes from Christ, they say from Jesus, from Christ, from the anointing, an anointed one, rule. Let peace, a soul harmony which comes from the anointing, rule, act as an empire in your heart continually, deciding and settling with finality. Say that with me. Deciding and settling with finality. One more time. Deciding and settling with finality. What's that? All questions that arise in your mind. So, I'm not supposed to make a decision without peace having the final say. I don't know about you, but that does not go on in my camp. That is not the deciding factor on every decision I make. Not at all. So a lot of times I do what I want to do, then I pray for peace after I do what I want to do or say what I want to say the way I want to say it to make sure I'm heard the way I want to be heard. And then I ask God to give some peace to my chaos. I know I'm not alone, but the smirks say it all, right? So deciding and final, and those words hit me strong, and hopefully you too, for a reason. Because we can decide for peace, but it's not final. Because we'll make a decision on God, I'm a walk in peace, I'm a walk in love. And unless blank and blank and blank and blank, then I might need to put peace in the side for a minute and I need to make some decisions. Now, I'm not talking about peace, listen to me, just in sake of argument or disagreement or that kind of thing, because that's where our mind goes. In terms of deals I do, in terms of people I work with or don't work with, in terms of jobs I take and don't take, and conversations I get involved with, places I go and don't go, people I befriend or don't. All of this should be empowered by peace, which means in every situation, I should speak to peace so that peace can then speak to me, because peace will not interrupt you in your decision. Peace will stand on the sideline and let you make whatever decision you want, and then you can ask for them later, but now you ask them to play cleanup to the mess you made. So watch this. Peace has to go before me before I go forward. How many times do we go forward and peace is not present? Peace has to go before me before I go forward. So it immediately brings a scripture to mind from the Lord. And when you come into a town, speak peace to the house before you go in. If your peace returns to you, leave. Now, I want to bring a balance, a very sobering balance to you. I want you to listen to me real close. Like I said, this is one of those real meat messages. You might not jump around a lot, but if you listen, you'll learn something. So every time I heard that scripture, tell me if you're with me. I come to a house and I speak peace. And it returned to me and I am go up in that old ghetto, raggedy, unpeaceful house. God said, but what if the place you walk into is a mansion and it's beautiful and you speak peace and your peace returns to you? Now what decision do you make? I'm sure a lot of people walked up to a certain person who's just been indicted's house and their peace returned to them, but they went in there anyway because it seemed to promise them everything they wanted in life. See, we got this dumb belief that every time God's peace is not present, it's got to be something ugly and undesirable. But sometimes your peace will return to you on the most desirable thing to your flesh. That man, that woman, come on now, that job, that position, that deal. But they look good. Everything about them favors. So every time I thought about my peace returning to me at a house, I thought my open house is going to be ratchet. People going to be running around. Crap pipes going to be laying all over the place. Baby kids going to be jumping all over the furniture. My peace going to return to me. I'm going to be out of there. But God said to me, but what if you walk into a house and everything about it appeals to you except peace? So now, when you read that verse again, it says, let peace be not only the decision, but the final decision. Because if the circumstance begins to speak to you opposite that peace, you make yourself accept something that you know is not right because it appeases your flesh or your mind or your thoughts, even though your peace says no. Tell me I'm wrong. Okay, I don't see nobody telling me I'm wrong. So, okay, so I'll continue on this path. So, God said to me, peace is the umpire. And I was like, this is interesting because I don't make all my decisions based on peace. I make a lot of them based on logic. I make a lot of them based on common experience. Am I wrong here? Based on what I know and understand how things work, this looks like I deduct that this is a reasonable course of action. And don't even question peace and his role in that decision, and then wait for him to give a final answer. And based on the rules of the game that peace lays out, then I make my decision. You're a stone face today. It's okay. It's all right. It's okay. If it hurts your toes, God is still a healer. Amen. So listen, you know, I get up here and I share what God is dealing with me about. And you guys are welcome to accept the truth or not. But even with this message, let peace be the empire of what decision you make today. Because at the end of the day, it all comes down to one thing. Watch this. Going back to verse 15. And let peace, soul harmony, which comes from Christ, rule as an empire in your heart. Deciding and settling with finality all questions that arise in your mind. In that peaceful state to which members of Christ's one body were called to live and be thankful of peace's of pieces decision. Be thankful whether you like it or not. Be thankful whether it goes along with your program or not. Be thankful. There's beefs that I've gotten into with Nelly. And I know you're like, no, really? Yeah, Nelly could be sassy and I could be sassy. We both could get a little sassy sometimes. It happens. Don't let the little sweet demeanor fool you. Nelly got fire. Okay. Now, and she is very sweet, but she's got fire. Now, and I wouldn't have it any other way. There are times that I'm going to respond to the way something made me feel. And P says, I wouldn't do that if I were you. And Flesh says, but I would. And P says, but you shouldn't. And I said, that makes a lot of sense, but some things need to be said. And P says, it's not going to go well if you say it. And I go, like that girl used to make the videos, I'm going to try it out for myself. I want to go see for myself. And as always, it blows up in my face and I have to come back and apologize and pull words down from the heavens and all kind of other stupid stuff that I don't have to do if I would just let peace empire the situation. Now, verse 16. Let the words spoken by Christ the Messiah have its home in your heart and mind. Let his words, the words of peace, and his word that we know of, have a home there. Don't let it visit and calling him whenever you get in trouble for not listening. But his word and his peace should have a home in there. Not a room, a home. He should have free reign. If you're going to let God live in your heart, give them keys to the garage, the kitchen, the bathrooms, the everything. Just don't try to lock them into one little room or your little mind and try to keep them in until you want to let them out when he's good and ready. That's the definition of a genie, not a Lord and Savior. Just so that we're clear. Watch this. And dwell in you in its riches or richness as you teach and admonish and train one another in all the insights and intelligence and wisdom and spiritual things. Now, I just want to stop right there because I said, God, you got me teaching wisdom and insight and intelligence to people. That's who I am. That's what vision builders are. And I'm not letting peace be an empire. That's a problem. So I got to go back now and I got to do some house cleaning because peace has to be the deciding factor of every decision I make. Listen, there's not going to be a long message today. We're coming to the end of it. But I want us to understand, we can talk about a lot of stuff, and we can cover a lot of ground, and we can go a lot of places, but it all ends here. If every decision I make is not governed by the spirit of peace, then the outcome of those decisions become my own burden to bear. I have to let peace be the empire. Why? Because the empire makes the rules of the game. The empire says you're out. The empire says you're safe. The empire says you get a penalty kick. The empire decides if you win or lose. The empire calls the shots. And I've not understood, as long as I've been walking with the Lord, I know you're supposed to walk in peace and walk in love. Amen. I pray for peace. But I did not understand the depth of what peace's role was. And that is to govern every decision I make. I said, no, Lord, all my decisions should be made by wisdom. I seek you for wisdom in all my decisions. Other thing I do, he said, yeah. And if peace don't come in it, then you can't even trust the wisdom. If you got to convince me that the situation or the person or the circumstance is right for you, then that, and you don't have peace about it, then you're making decisions on your own. It doesn't say you're going to burn in hell if you don't, but it does say that it will keep the richness of God's flow from moving in my life. Well, I don't know about you, But I'm older and I want all the richness that's available. I want to cash in these last days on all the stuff that I didn't get right all the years before. I don't know about you, but I want my last days to truly be better than my first. Bible says that. I want all of that. Peace has to be the deciding factor to every decision I make. Peace has to be the guideline, the gatepost, the fence, the markings of the arena. Peace has to be all of that. And if it's not, I open myself to making decisions that I then have to beg peace to come in and fix later, thereby delaying the blessing and move of God in my life. Does that make sense? I want to make sure going forward, for me, we pray with peace and prosperity and abundance. That's part of the whip up. And God said, well, that peace should be in front because that peace is supposed to be making decisions for you, and it's not. So I said, well, I've said in the past, I don't want to make a decision without praying for peace, and I want to be led by your peace, but I always use peace as an option, not as a decision maker. I've always used peace as the spiritual, the thing to choose for my spiritual decisions. Does that make sense? I need God's peace before I make any of these deep spiritual decisions. But he's saying, let peace be the umpire for all the decisions that you make. And it's not complicated, but it is a practice. It's something you have to work on. You have to make sure you stop before you do anything, minor or major, and say, God, I'm going to speak peace to the situation. And if my peace returns to me, I'm going to shake the dust off my feet and I'm going to move away, whether the situation seemed to go to the favor in which I wanted to go or not. Peace. Peace. Be my empire. Peace. Be my empire. You want to say it with me? Peace. Be my empire. Guide me. Watch out for me. Let me not make mistakes that have to be fixed. Let me choose correctly the first round. I bless you and I thank you, Lord. Through Christ, through your anointing, through my Savior, that I choose today that peace is my empire. This day forward, in Jesus' name, amen and amen. I hope that was a blessing to you.